heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons.
This is Healing the Whole Person on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. Call now with your question, 224-585-WSFI. That's 224-585-9734.
Hello, I'm Father Bob Sears. I'm a former professor at the Jesuit School of Theology in Chicago and the Institute of Pastoral Studies at Loyola. I'd like to speak today about the importance of our freedom and our decisions for healing. That's a very important area. I've often thought, have you ever heard it said that if God is good, why do people suffer so much? Why is there so much evil in the world? Couldn't God have made it that we wouldn't have chosen to disobey and bring so much evil in the world? That's what someone recently asked me. And she couldn't believe that a God who is good would allow so much unhappiness. And yet if God made us free and God is love, God could hardly force us to choose God's will, for love never forces. It can only invite. And if I say I love you and you don't believe it, will you not be open? You will not be open to receiving my love, and the loving connection will not take place. It takes two people freely giving themselves to each other to create a bond of love. And this dawned on me Monday, actually, at the Feast of the Annunciation, where we celebrated Mary's yes to God that initiated the Incarnation. Could Mary have said no? I never thought much about that. But Mary's not an automaton. Like Adam and Eve, she was free to choose. It may seem overwhelming that the salvation of all humanity depended on the free acceptance of a young girl, but such is the case. God could not save the world, that is, bring the world into union with God's love, without human cooperation in receiving God's love, for God had given dominion over all creation to humans. Mary's yes allowed God to send Jesus into the world through one who wanted to receive him with her whole heart. She was told by Simeon that her son would be for the rise and fall of many in Israel, and that pierced her heart. She said her own soul, a sword would pierce, he said. And she knew her smallness, but she trusted God could give and would help her to do what God asked. So our temptations may not be like Adam and Eve's, but we also can be deceived into making decisions that turn us from trust in God and also from healing. We may not even be aware that we did it until we experience the consequences. The basic decision I made was revealed to me in my early 40s when a group was praying for me and someone got burdened. If it dawned on me then that I'd said in the womb, I won't be a burden. My mother was overwhelmed by my older brother and sister, and I must have picked that up in the womb. So that decision, which I made, but hardly with full awareness, affected my whole life for that point. Not being open to being loved, because I'd closed it off, I was also closed to letting God love me deeply. Bearing life's difficulties alone made life a burden. I caused the very thing I wanted to avoid. And at that time, I knew the impact of personal decisions. That is when they prayed for me. And I repented. I asked God to free me from my decision. And that opened me to begin to receive healing for that mother wound. People would be given, you know, that could pray for me. Before that change, I wasn't open to being helped, and God would not force me. I had to get worse before I could see the need to change and freely ask God to release me from my decision. And once I did, ask him to release me, healing could begin. Now, Satan also needs our free choice, but he deceives us. As a father of lies, as John 8:44 says, he deceives us into choosing his way. He appears as an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:14. Or he may hide behind what others have chosen for us, since we're connected to a system and our parents perhaps have chosen things that made it difficult for them to love, and that made it so that I was a burden. So God heals through open communication with God. If through trauma we choose to close off our hearts or our spirit, we also close off communication with God. Now, one reason for closing may have nothing to do with God. We think we love God, but God can't get in because we have closed our heart. We may be closed to another person, mother, father, abuser, trying to protect ourselves, but that also closes God out. Hence, we need to forgive the other, or God will be closed out as well. Very many lies and deceptions get in through childhood trauma, like the one that I experienced. A person might be abused by a father or brother and make a decision that she can't trust men. That's kind of like an inner vow. And being closed to trust men, she's also likely distrustful of her mother, who didn't protect her, or she is caught in trying to save and protect herself. And then she has also closed off trusting God's love as faithful. After all, God allowed all this to happen. She might not be willing to let her distrust go for fear of what might happen. And then God will not go against her decision. What I do, usually in a case like that, is ask a person if they're willing to let God help them to change their belief. They don't have to be willing to change the belief right away. They just need to be willing to be willing. We step back to see what they're willing to do because we don't force. I always ask permission for people to do whatever we do. Other common cases are when parents feel guilty about how their children turned out. They may have left the faith or lost themselves through drugs and seemingly aimless life, etc. So their very efforts to persuade their children to change may drive them further away. For we're not anybody's savior. Jesus is. Their very decision to save them may be preventing God from saving them. Because, again, God will not go against our freedom. God needs our permission to intervene. Some years ago, Bobby Kavanaugh, who was the father of Jim Kavanaugh, who was early in the charismatic renewal, was bound and determined that his family would not be dysfunctional like his own family was. And he alienated just about everybody. He had 5 children, and his wife wanted a divorce. And finally, they prayed for him, and he got converted. And then he said, "Lord, what can we do to bring them back?" And he said, "You can't do anything. You're the problem. Just release them to me, and I'll take care of it." And he was free to do that. He let go of his decision to try to save them. He let Jesus take care of it. And each one met somebody that brought them back, and that brought them into healing. We can always do that if we're willing. But we need to release our choices to do the saving so that God can do it. One of the most important choices that we have to make for our healing is to choose our parents. Out of all possible parents, to choose our parents to be our parents. One person I know heard me speak about choosing her parents, and her parents never chose her. Her mother wanted a boy. And for many years, she couldn't bring herself to choose her parents. Then recently, she heard me say, "God doesn't make mistakes, and God chooses our parents for us." Then it dawned on her that when God chose her mother who had rejected her, she turned to Mary as her mother. She could then thank God for putting her in a family where her mother didn't choose her, and the healing love began to pour into her. She had chosen what God had chosen for her. Isn't that beautiful? So when we can discover what it is that we've chosen, it may not be in tune with God. Another woman was in a mental hospital because her parents were so abusive to her. And when she was told to choose her parents, she couldn't do it until she realized that God had chosen them for her. And then she was able to do it for God's sake, just on faith. And when she did that, she got gradually healed and ended up being able to minister to other mentally ill people. That's a beautiful thing. We need only to ask God to show us. Are there areas where we have chosen our own way? Will he reveal those to us? Then will he give us the grace to be free to trust God's love? And if not, the grace to be willing to be free to trust God's love. And then he can open us to his healing, and then the power of God's love can flow through us, and there's a real relationship between God, who wants to give us everything that God has, and our own willingness to receive it, just like Mary. I'm the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to your will. So later in the show, we'll be taking phone calls with questions. The number here is 224-585-9734, WSFI. Once again, 224-585-9734.
Listen at 7 o'clock p.m. every Tuesday to WSFI Spotlight, a half-hour conversation with outstanding Catholics from our community and around the world. WSFI Spotlight re-airs on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. or listen on demand anytime by subscribing to our podcast. Visit WSFIradio.org for more information. It's WSFI Spotlight, a conversation with Catholics living in the light, only on WSFI Catholic Radio Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m.
Looking at term life insurance? Consider life insurance from Catholic Financial Life and see how we put Catholic values in action. To learn more, call Matt Tomlinson at 847-548-MATT. 847-548-6288.
WSFI is on social media. Follow us on Twitter at WSFIFM and like us on Facebook by searching for WSFI Catholic Radio.
My name is Father John Grigas. I'm the rector of the Shrine of St. Max and Colby at Marytown. I'm a priest, and as priests, we are responsible for forming you in the presence of Christ through the sacraments, through the preaching, through everything else. But you are the Christ that goes out into the world and brings the good news. And WSFI is one of the main means. And so God bless all that WSFI does. And please support WSFI in whatever means that you can so that this wonderful station may continue to broadcast the good news and evangelize our culture.
WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community. We only can do that with your financial support. Take a moment now to donate online at WSFIradio.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. That's WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.
Well, Welcome back to Healing the Whole Person. I'm your host, Father Bob Sears, and I'd like to introduce Bill Snyder because he has a number of prayer requests that we've received email this week.
Hello. Hi, Father. Oh, hey, Father. How are you? Thank you again for such a great episode here on Healing the Whole Person. We're live on WSFI. Just quickly want to give the phone number for our listeners to call in with a prayer request, 224-585-9734. Again, 224-585-9734. And while we're waiting for phone calls, Father, we have a bunch of prayer requests. First, can you pray for the bill to repeal the buffer zone legislation in New Hampshire for pro-life causes and in front of abortion clinics?
So, Lord, yes, we do just raise that up to you, Jesus, that certainly according to your will. And as your people open and pray for that, Lord, we ask that you pour out your blessings and that you take care of that bill, Lord, that it will support the pro-life movement, Lord. We just ask that you would repeal that bill that would be against that. We ask that through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Father. Also, a prayer for Paul, who is bipolar. And his wife left him, and he's talking about hurting himself. He hasn't been able to work for the past 6 months, and his wife is dating other people in front of him.
Okay, so Lord Jesus, just ask that you would open Paul to your protection, Lord. We can't force his wife one way or the other. We can pray that she would open to God to love her so that she could love Paul, but we can only open ourselves, Lord, to you, because you say that if we open to you, what father among us would not give us all that we need? So God has infinite possibilities, and so we ask that Paul would be open to asking God to take care of this and releasing his wife and the whole situation to our Lord. We ask that through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. We also have a prayer intention for Deborah, who is having a double mastectomy tomorrow.
So, Lord, we just ask that you would guide the surgeons, that you would open Deborah also to your healing love, and that whatever happens would be for her blessing and for her closer union with you through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. We also have Ernie, who has cancer of the spine and is bedridden.
So, Lord Jesus, we know that all things are in your providence, so we can accept your love in every situation. These seem so difficult, Lord, but you have promised to be with us and to unite us in union with you in your suffering. So we ask that you would bring our brother, Lord, into union with you, and that all the healing that you want for him would be released. And we ask that through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. We also have a prayer intention for Janelle, and her cancer has recurred, Father.
Is this Janelle? Was that
Janelle? J-A-N-E-L-L-E. Janelle.
Lord, I ask that we pray for Janelle, and I ask that you would touch her. Whatever the cancer is, Lord, you know the depth of it. Oftentimes it's wounds that are very early. And that this cancer, whatever the source it is, would be something that's bringing to the surface a pain or a wound that really needs healing. We ask that you touch that, Lord, and that you open her to whatever it is deep down that needs your healing so that she won't need the cancer. And we bless her and ask that you would remove it according to your will through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. We also have three more cancer intentions, Father. One for Father John Grigas, who's a former host of this program, Healing the Whole Person. And can we offer a prayer for him?
Yes, Jesus, we ask that we bring John to you. We ask that you bless him. Free him, Lord, to be your servant. And whatever this cancer is doing in him, Lord, we ask that you bring that wound to the light and to the light of your love, that it might be healed through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. We also have Tom as well, healing from cancer and We also have Michelle, who is suffering from pancreatic cancer.
Thank you, Lord. Tom and Michelle, Lord, we ask that you would bless them, that you'd bring your healing love upon them, and the different kinds of cancers. Again, whatever the deep wound is, we ask that you would bring that to light, bring your love into that situation. For it is love, Lord, that heals all things. And your love, when we open to receive it with thanksgiving, allows you to heal us and to bring great good news into our lives. We ask that through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. In addition, we have a healing for Gary. And Gary also has a cancer, but he is away from the church as well. And can we pray for his situation and also for return to the church?
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we know that all illnesses are the effects of turning away from you, either of Gary or for people in his life that he's been influenced by. So we ask, Lord, that you would reveal your love to Gary, that he would come back to wherever you want him to come back, Lord, especially to you and to Jesus, and that he would open his heart to receive your love, which is everlasting, and that this would bring him back to wherever you want him to be, Lord, because you would know that that would be filled with your love and with your healing, and that would flow over into his cancer through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. We also have a request for healing for Patricia and a rash on her face.
So, Lord Jesus, we ask that you would touch Patricia and that you touch that rash, whatever the root of it is, Lord, but not just the symptom. The rash might be a symptom. Whatever the fear or the illness or the hurt is that's behind that expression, Lord, we ask that you touch that too and bring it to light so that she would know your love, which overcomes all difficulties and any hesitation to being open with you through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. And Father, last request here from email this week, total healing for Gina as she was in a car crash.
So Lord Jesus, we just, just pray for Gina, Lord. It's, and we ask that you would bless her and bring her, Lord, into a fullness of receiving your love, that she could open to receive your love, Lord, and that that would be a channel by which you could pour out your healing love for her and for her healing. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. And you want to remind our listeners, Father, that they can call. We have just about 7 minutes left in the program. The number is 224-585-9734. That's 224-585-WSFI. So if you would like to call in, we're live on the air with Healing the Whole Person with Father Bob Sears. And thank you so much, Father, for all of your wisdom and sharing your priestly power with us here this afternoon on WSFI.
Thank you. So just to return to our topic, the importance of our choices with God. God loves us, and love only invites. It can't force. And so a lot of the illnesses that are taking place in our life, we can be an obstacle to God's healing if we don't kind of change our attitude to open to God's love. For example, we need to also choose our siblings, not just our parents, because God chose them for us. I was giving a healing service just the other night, and one of the people asked me if we had to choose our siblings too, and I said yes, because God chose them for us. And she said, "Oh, I thought you'd say that," because our siblings are oftentimes people that challenge us. Sometimes they're very supportive, and they're people that love us. Other times they're people that challenge us. They could be also our children, and certain children that parents have difficulty with often reveal aspects of the parents that need healing. so that they can't really relate well to the children, because that's a part of themselves they haven't really been able to relate well to. So that could also be what, God has in mind. Or if they're in your community, people that you don't relate well to, why does God put them there? In some ways, he's teaching us to love. He wants us to love all people. And if there are certain people that we have trouble loving, then what better way to do it than to put them there so that we have to learn day by day how to love, because God loves us all. The interesting thing is that when we let God's love work, then we begin to change our attitudes. And one of the things that helps to do that is to intercede for the person. Just bring them before the Lord and say, Lord, whatever they need, so that, and whatever I need, so that we can relate better together, I'm open to receive it, and I ask that you would also give it to them. And finally, it's always a lie that keeps us from choosing to trust God's love and God's choices. Whether it's these illnesses, whatever it is, a person in our life that rejects us, the intentions of the people that we heard today. We can't force people to stay in relationships when it's difficult. We can only trust that God is faithful no matter what God allows to happen. And that everything that God allows to happen is for our good. I once had a close relationship, and I really felt it was a relationship given by God. And then she wanted to break the relationship off. So I was very hurt, not so much just because she wanted to do it, but because I thought there was a relationship given by God. And so it dawned on me that I had taken relationships for granted. I felt, well, if somebody said that they were committed to a relationship, then they wouldn't change. You know, I'm more mathematically inclined. Once you say it, you know, like Fiddler on the Roof, do you love me? I told you 25 years ago, and if I change my mind, I'll let you know. So I realized that love is an ongoing choice, and that I should be free to let her choose whatever is better for her at this time. And that helped me. So to allow whatever God allows to happen, because nothing can happen that God isn't in charge of. Nothing even exists if God forgets about it. So everything is under God's providence, and God is love. He can't allow anything he doesn't mean to bring good out of. We just need to turn to God, and that's not easy sometimes, and we need to be patient with ourselves. Like one woman who couldn't choose her mother until she realized many years later that God doesn't make mistakes. So also, God doesn't make mistakes, and oftentimes it's only after the effect that we realize the blessing God wanted to give us through that situation. And so when we come to the Lord, we need to open to Him.
On WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. For more information about this program or to purchase additional CD copies, please call us at 224-206-8455. That's 224-206-8455. Or visit us online at WSFIradio.org.
Your faith has made you well. Go in peace.
be healed of your disease.